MSMEs in India, Role of Corporate Mitras Towards Formalization and Business Ease. CMA, Dr. Mohit Kumar Kohli. Adjunct Professor. School of Business. University of Fiji. Abstract, the paper presents the progress made by MSMEs in India during the last decade through the major initiatives launched by the government classified into four different categories of support towards infrastructure availability, technology and digitization, accessing institutional credit and reforms and interventions with a target to achieve its missions. Then, it explores further prospects of MSMEs in Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities as another sustainable growth chapter with the support of corporate mitras. MSMEs in India, Role of Corporate Mitras Towards Formalization and Business Ease. Introduction. The micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs, form the backbone of global industrialization that account for 90% of global businesses and 50% of global GDP, IFC, 2025. India's MSME sector has also been developing fast. MSMEs in India have increased from 1,063,000 in FY 2014-15 to over 74 now to become the world's largest MSME sector, SID by 2025. It provides employment to 62% of India's total workforce, McKinsey Report, 2024, and contributes 30% of its GDP, MSME, 2024-25. It is the world's third largest startup ecosystem of India, PIB, 2025. India's MSME sector accounts for 46% of the country's total exports, Table 1, showcasing their capability to adhere to international standards. India's ease of doing business, EODB, has improved from 142 in 2014 to 63 in 2021. However, 90% of India's MSMEs remain informal, NITIAIG, 2025. High compliance costs and regulatory burdens deter them from formalization. Lack of formalization limits access to institutional credit, benefits of availing various government schemes, and connection with global value chains. In fact, only 19% of total MSME credit demand is met by formal institutional channel, NITIAIG, 2025. They mostly rely on informal credit at high costs. To encourage MSMEs to go in for formalization and improve the EODB, the government introduced a new scheme in its Union Budget 2026-27, Corporate Mitra, a brand of accredited paraprofessionals who will work as support persons for MSMEs. This is similar to Bank Mitra introduced as part of the Jandan Yojana, 2014, providing banking services to unbanked areas. These corporate mitras would be given necessary training by three professional institutes, the Institute of Chartered Accountants of India, the Institute of Company Secretaries of India and the Institute of Cost Accountants of India. Corporate mitras are expected to prove themselves as catalysts towards formalization of MSMEs and improving the EODB. Focus for this scheme will be on MSMEs located in Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities, which account for 51% of the country's total MSMEs, Protium, 2025. The present paper first examines the various Government of India initiatives that facilitate MSMEs growth and development as a reflection of its present scenario. Then it analyzes the relevance and importance of engaging corporate mitras for the benefits of the MSME sector. that will be towards meeting the target of formalization of MSMEs and increasing the EODB. The engagement of corporate mitras will be in particular reference to Tier 2 and 3 cities as another growth chapter of MSMEs in India. Present Indian MSME Scenario, a reflection. Visionary target settings. India's phenomenal growth of the MSME sector in the last decade has started off with the visionary targets set by its great leaders. The Make in India, SEP 2014 plans to transform India into a global manufacturing hub. The Startup India, January 2016 plans to build still more centers of innovation. Vikshit Bharat, August 15, 2025 envisions India as a fully developed nation by 2047. To augment the manufacturing sector, the National Manufacturing Mission was approved in the Union Budget 2025-26. Here the objective is to improve EODB and facilitate the growth of the MSME sector. To move forward in the Amrit Kaal, as declared on August 15, 2021, towards Viksit Bharat, India has launched various schemes for MSMEs. These schemes broadly pertain to four areas. I. Development and maintenance of industrial infrastructure. 2. Technology development and digitization. 3. Availability of institutional credit facilities, and 4. Reforms and Interventions Action Plan. Industrial infrastructure. To achieve the growth of the MSMEs, various infrastructure projects have been taken up. It starts from availability of basic services for rural and urban development and developing non-metro cities. Building up common facility centers and industrial parks have been taken up to facilitate startups. National logistics policy was initiated to facilitate movement of goods and reduce cost. A snapshot of these initiatives along with their outcomes is presented in Table 2. Technology and digitization. On this front, many technology centers and business incubators have been set up. Digital India program resulted in the introduction of Unified Payments Interface as the largest real-time payment system in the world. Udyan Portal takes the full credit for increased registration of MSMEs and formalization. The introduction of National Single Window System comes up as one-stop window for approvals and clearances. These major initiatives along with their outcomes towards is presented. In the Table 3. Institutional Credit Facilities. On this front, total bank credit to MSMEs crossed 35.2 rupees lakh crore by March 2025 as per SIDBI. The increased credit availability has been due to increased digital integration through Udyam platform and receivables discounting system. Jandan Yojana for the unbanked paves the way for financial inclusion. The Self-Reliant India Fund operates through NSIC for equity infusion to MSMEs. 300 incubators have since been approved with the Startup Fund as per latest report, SISFS, 2026. The gift scheme under the RAMP was launched promoting green technology and sustainable business practices in MSMEs. A snapshot of major initiatives towards institutional credit access is presented in the Table 4. Reforms and Interventions. With introduction of e-filing, compliance burden has been eased out. Single window clearances and AI-assisted documentation have reduced considerable administrative load. Introduction of labor codes rationalized the labor laws. Over 42,000 compliances have been removed, and 3,700 provisions decriminalized since 2014, Economic Times, 2025. MSMEs revised classification and enhancing threshold limits encouraged MSMEs to move from local to global. Major initiatives towards reforms and interventions presented in the Table 5. Exploring growth of MSMEs in Tier 2 and 3 cities with support from corporate mitras. India's MSME sector is the world's largest with 97% micros, compared to global average of 80% micros. Many initiatives like RAMP, PLI, SRI have been taken, even MSME threshold limits extended to encourage enterprises to expand. But still the percent of scaled-up enterprises stands at 11% compared to global average of 17%. MSMEs, micros in particular, are dependent on informal sources of finance in spite of various institutional credit facilities available, Table 4. In fact, only 16% of total credit has been disbursed to 97% micros during FY 2024-25, MSME Pulse Report 2025. There is a huge credit gap for MSMEs, 83% compared with the global average of 40%, Table 1. The question arises what makes MSMEs to continue to remain informal in spite of Udyam and even with Udyam Assist platform, Table 3, and resort to informal source of financing at higher costs. Possibly, some at least need to be updated on the benefits of database decision making, taking the support of corporate mitras. Though the pandemic accelerated the digital uptake, the majority of MSMEs still lack robust digital infrastructure, MSME Report 2024-25. They mostly operate in silos, managing customers in one tool, billing in another, communication elsewhere, leads to lower productivity compared with large companies, 26% as against global average of 50%, Table 1. The extent of digitalization of MSMEs in India is 63% in spite of many digitalization programs, Table 3, compared to global average of 90%. When the government is actively pursuing the Digital India program and the prowess of India's digital power is well known, possibly many entrepreneurs, who are not in IT area, would need skill update or digital area. It is good to note that the percent contribution of MSMEs to exports is 46% compared to global average of 35%. However, as per NITIAIG 2024, only 0.3% of medium enterprises contribute to the extent of 40%. Logistics and global supply chains could be a constraint, but may also reflect a lack of exposure to international compliance standards, at least for some entrepreneurs. Many legal and regulatory reforms have been initiated by the government, Table 5, but still a significant percentage of MSMEs find it difficult to navigate licensing, taxation, and statutory filings, often leading to non-compliance or stagnation. MSME EODB Survey, 2023. Here also, the proposed corporate mitras would be a good support for those MSME entrepreneurs. India's MSME sector contributes 30% to its GDP compared to global average 50%. In such a context, when India targets to reach $30 trillion mark for Viksit Bharat by 2047, country's entrepreneurs need to focus on Tier 2 and 3 cities, having 1 to 5 and 0.1 to 1 million population respectively, as the next growth chapter, Protium February 12, 2025. These cities with lower operating costs, cheaper real estate, healthier lifestyle, expanding consumer demand and government support enhancing infrastructures, as in the table 2, are likely to attract both entrepreneurs and investors. The Digital India program now connects rural areas with broadband networks, so also major banks and various government schemes on credit access front. Even non-banking financial companies are now on the scene in Indian towns and villages. Silk hub of Mysore, textile hub of Coimbatore, AI data center campus of Visakhapatnam, with $15 billion reported investments, are becoming attractive for global capability centers in Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities. That reflects a great promise for another growth chapter of India's MSMEs and proves country's business-friendly environment in Tier 2 and 3 cities. The effectiveness of engaging corporate mitras with MSMEs in these cities is reflected in the positive feedback loop of future growth cycle, Figure 1. Conclusions. The focus of the government has rightly shifted from high-level rankings to granular reforms such as reducing compliance burdens through modification and unification of statutory and legal provisions. This will boost the extent of formalization of MSMEs and also reduce the hidden cost of entrepreneurs' time using corporate mitras as support persons. This will also open up new job opportunities for the paraprofessionals, particularly for new MSMEs growth areas of Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities. In addition to support areas like finance, accounting, and legal front, MSMEs may also be supported on the strategic decision areas of infrastructure planning and digitization issues. That will be a great help to entrepreneurs to enable them to think anew in their own domain areas and innovate. That will enhance the role of the MSME entrepreneurs as drivers of sustainable growth in line with the UN's MSME Day theme.